Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Put on your red dress, baby.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're having a great visit with our good friend Rich Galen. We're talking about foreign policy, folks. And I know this is a small business show. And I appreciate you letting me talk about this with Rich Galen. The whole thing that's going on in the Middle East is something that's really troubling me a lot. Because, folks, I'm not going to say I'm a student of history, but I really do care about history. I've lived long enough to have the ability to look back on some things. My gray hair is not premature, so the thing that I want you to know is. Is that I believe what's happening in the Crimea in that part of the world? What do we call that area, Rich?
Eastern Europe.
That's the term I should be using. In Eastern Europe, the Ukraine and Azerbaijan but even over into the Balkans. The Baltic states, I should say, the Estonia, and et cetera, et cetera. Those countries, in my opinion, Rich, that Putin has designs on more land in the Eastern Europe. But you pointed something out off the air that I wanted you to tell the audience about. Does anybody but maybe Obama believe that Putin's designs are only within his contiguous borders? What do you think?
No, I don't think so at all. I think that going back to what you were saying earlier about restoring the glory of the old Soviet Union, without calling it that, is that he's going to move. I believe to put bases, military bases, and put economic pressure on our borders, Cuba, the Caribbean, the South America, Venezuela, which isn't exactly a great friend of ours to start with. Then you do that, and then what lessons do the Chinese learn from all that? Say, well, America's not paying attention. That's fine. There's a lot of resources over there. The way the Chinese buy oil, you know how they do that? They will lend a country money, billions and billions of dollars, and they don't want to be repaid in dollars. They want to be repaid in oil at a set price.
Right.
So they are locking down
all of these resources in the Western
hemisphere.
They're hedging their bets. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And the thing, Rich, people could say, well, how do we keep Putin from taking the Ukraine, from taking Crimea? Look at a map, folks. Open up a map and look at where this area is. Look at the strategic location of these places we're talking about. Rich, people say, well, how do we keep him? He just moves in. He's right there. It's his neighbor. He moves in. Short of putting military, our boots on the ground over there, how do we stop him? We don't want to start a war. But, Rich, we talked about this a minute ago. The Russian economy and their currency is a very thin, very, very monofaceted type of an economy. America, we could do things that would change that economically. That would put pressure on him. But we're
that's
not
really
doing it.
It's really the crux of this whole thing, Jim, is that nobody wants to go to war again. God, we've talked about this over the years enough, and we've both been through it both personally and with our families. But on the other hand, the thing you don't want to do even more is you don't want to keep foreclosing your options so that you're down to zero, or you're down to only two options. One, do nothing, or two, go to war. And that's my fear for the way that the administration is dealing with this. They're just tossing options overboard, and we can't, once it's gone, it's gone. You can't say, oh, by the way, I want to go back to February of 2012 and restore, and go back to those discussions. No, we're beyond that.
Well, we've got two ideological problems, I think, with President Obama. Number one, he hates the concept of America being a colonial power. And so that informs every part of his foreign policy behavior. That's one thing, and that's the reason why he didn't do. He was feckless in Syria. He's feckless in Iran. He was feckless in Libya, and his other ideology, Rich,
and Egypt,
And Egypt, thank you. Yes, and Egypt, so, but also he's also got an ideology with regard to petroleum, carbon-based fuels. He won't use that as a lever, Rich. So President Obama's ideology, which he doesn't seem to be able to get around, is creating problems for America. What do you think? Am I wrong about that?
Yeah, long-term problems, because it's I don't think we ought to get into a fuel war.
Right.
But on the other hand, this is a great opportunity to take a look at our own assets and say, how do we improve America's position without having to depend on Saudi Arabian oil?
Right.
Just like Germany has to depend
That's
on
right.
Russian oil.
And folks, all of this comes home to you and me, comes home to roost in our economy if this isn't handled the right way. And that's the reason why it's important for small business owners to be informed about all this. Thank you for letting us talk about this. Rich Galen, good job. Thank you for doing this with me. I appreciate it very much.
Thank you, pal.
Rich Galen, ladies and gentlemen. Mullings.com is his website. He's a great American. I'll be back after the news. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.